This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, man. Day two, Dukes and Bell out here with Calvin Ridley. And first, kudos, man, on an amazing rookie season. I don't even know if you remember this or not. You get drafted. You come in the next day.
With y'all.
With us.
Say that again.
With y'all. Yeah.
With us. So he came through, and you were so excited, man. And now it's like fast forward a year later, and what's it feel like?
Feels amazing. I mean, I'm still out here. I'm very, very excited about our team, man. I know frustrating last year, but I still was, you know, had high hopes for us, and I thought we were really good. But, man, you know, we got most of our players back, and, you know, our offense is looking pretty good. We got a great offensive coordinator. You know, we're just really piecing these things together, and I just want to get myself in the best shape of playing football so I can, you know, come hard and, you know, get to that, you know, where we want to be at the end of the year. So I'm very excited right now.
Yeah, you mentioned Dirk Cutter because we know him. He's back here with Matt. Matt knows him. So what are you seeing? What's different that you can see right now with this offense?
I'm not going to say we wasn't organized last year, but it's like we're a lot more organized. We're just, you know, repping plays, and we're just trying to get and see where we were at and get everything to be so we could be the best. I don't really know, but we look pretty good for me.
Yeah. Calvin didn't say that, so I'm going to say it. It seems like they weren't as organized. It's Calvin Ridley with us here on Dukes and Bell. So, you know, here's the deal. Everybody talks about getting better in the offseason, right? You know, getting stronger, better route running. Okay, so what did Calvin Ridley do in the offseason that is now helping you as camp's underway?
Yeah, I kind of did a little bit of both. So I kind of started off lifting. And then I realized, like, damn, let me run a little bit more. So I came down here and I got with a couple teammates. And for like 2 to 3 weeks, I ran every day. Like routes, I did more of that, like running and catching routes and catching passes. And so with a couple guys, like Tyrod Taylor was out there throwing for us. It was pretty cool. And had most of our receivers were with us. But that's what we did together, and a little bit of lifting. So try to get in football condition to come out here and be all right. But I'm pretty much getting there.
Okay. You know? We brought this up yesterday on the show, man. Can we get 2,000-yard receivers on this Falcon team? That'd be you and Julio.
I mean, I feel like we can get three, really. I mean, we just got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. If we be consistent, the sky's the limit. I mean, we can do it. So I feel like we can get three, and that's what we're shooting for sure.
It is Calvin Ridley, guys, on Dukes and Bell here. Falcon training camp, we talked about it, underway. It's day two. Coach Quinn talking about, obviously, you know, getting some work in the rain today. It was raining up here. Yeah. Let's be honest. I look at our schedule. Yeah. Most of our games are inside. But he said you never know, and today was good work.
You never know, man. We got to go to Ohio. It might rain. You never know. We don't know. So, it's always difficult to play, practice in the rain, play in the rain. But, you know, it's a great day's work, and we came out here and made the most of it and got a great day in. So, and we, Coach Q is pretty happy about it.
No drops, though, for you, right?
No drops today, baby. No.
Look like glue, man.
Today, but, hey, I'm fighting through all that, and I'm just staying focused, right, making plays, and I'm gonna play.
There was one pick. Ryan was hot. I don't know what happened, but Ryan was hot about something, man.
Pick? Yeah. Interception?
Maybe it was Schaub. He felt somebody got – maybe Matt's rooting for the offense. I guess he felt somebody got done dirty.
Picks out there, yeah. Yeah. But it was – yeah, you know, the defense gets riled up and they want to talk. It gets kind of hot out there, but it's very, very fun and competitive.
Hey, man, so you had your brother now. We got two Ridleys in the NFL. What reps – I mean, what did you explain to him, or how involved were you with his process this year?
Yeah, this offseason he was with me, so a lot of the work was together, a lot of the lifting, and then he came here for a little bit of the route, so it was pretty good. But basically just, you know, do you. You know, the coach is going to put you in a position. They should, but most likely put you in a position to make you be successful. Just, you know, play, make your plays, and it's really up to you. And we just taught him, you know, how to run routes and be more, you know, better in his routes. But there's a wasp by
you. Oh, is there?
You feel me?
See? Behind me? Yeah, he's got situational. Calvin, well, Carl Fencer is up. See, Calvin has a situational awareness, Carl.
I see that.
No,
appreciate you, bro. There was a wasp on me. So, as Calvin Ridley waves at some of his boys leaving. So, let me ask you, man, and it's Calvin Ridley, guys, Falcon wide receiver with us here on the program. 10 touchdowns. Some guys go, man, I got 10. Are you hungry? Because, listen, there are cats that go in this league that don't get 10 touchdowns ever.
I'm definitely hungry because, you know, honestly, I feel like I'm a good player, a good playmaker, and, you know, a good tool for my team to, you know, go out there and make plays and definitely believe I can score. And I definitely believe I should have had, you know, a little bit more touchdowns last year. And so I just got to come with it this year and be consistent, like I said.
I know you talked about conditioning. We're joined by Calvin Ridley live at Falcons camp. Was the rookie wall really a thing? I mean, do you feel different? Like you hit the end of November, it's like, damn, we got four more games?
Yeah. When we got the 10, I'm not going to say I was like too tired. I was just like my body, man. It was like, didn't want to get up in the mornings, didn't want to run. It was like, you know, 10 games. I'm like, damn, six more games? But I guess that came with a lot of frustration and a lot of other things. So I really love football, but. I mean, yeah, it was tough last year.
Some would say playing at Alabama, you're used to 14-game schedules.
Yeah. So, but you got to remember the preseason was in there, right, camp, right. All that. It was a blessing, man, to be here, and it was a lesson. You know, taught me a lesson.
It is Calvin Ridley. What's your take on social media? Like, are you on there a lot? Do you post a lot? Like, how much of a part of your life is it?
Maybe 40%.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's times I get off for a month or two. And then there's
for any reason?
I just delete the app. Yeah, out of the blue. Yeah. Yeah, just get it out. Get it all of them out. And then sometimes I just get it back when I get real bored. And just when I'm like, maybe I have nothing to do. Like right now, I can delete the app because I'm not going to see nobody. I'm going to wake up, come here all day, and then go home. So my girl is really the one who always says, just get it back. Just get it back. And so I get on there every now and then. But, yeah, so I don't really care for that stuff. That stuff is crazy.
Okay. All right. So is the car situation under control now?
Yeah. I'm backing on better.
We were thinking maybe a kill switch or something with your phone. You know?
I had my keys the whole time. Okay. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, man, we appreciate you. It's always good to see you. Nothing but love. And we're excited for the season. Excited for you, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.